And then from the Shechina, which encloses itself in the Holy of Holies in every single general and specific world, there comes now and is developed from it the light and vitality for that world and the creatures in it, like the neshamas and the malachim, etc. Ki kulam nivroim ba'asiya ba'asara maimaris. All of them were created by the use of the 10 utterances, which he's going to explain is at great length in Shari Yochid Vamudna. Shivamaisa Breshis, as explained there. Shehem Dvar Havaya Nikr B'Shem Shechina. That's the Dvar Havaya. It's another name for Shechina, is the speech of God. You can put that in your lexicon also, along with Adnai, and the Lower Mother, and Machanisa, and all the other names which are ascribed to this creator, the creative aspect of God. Nun Gimel. Clubhouse turn, as we call it. We'll start this, and we'll finish it next time. Next week we get a pizza party.
Okay.
We get a dessert party.
There's 53 chapters, you know?
Yeah, cool.
The kids finish a parsha, they get, you know, they get a pizza party, you know? So.
Tell Sal again.
Over here.
Yeah. So, Hine, chapter 53. Kishahaya bias rishon kayim, shaboy haya ha'arain v'haluchas v'bias kasha kedoshim. So, in the first base of Mikdash, you had the tablets that Moshe brought down the mountain the second time were stored in the Holy of Holies. Haisa hashchina shehi malchus did sila shehi ruchin is gilei or ein se baruch hu shura sham. So this godliness, which is a revelation of Atzilus, was revealed in Kasher Kedoshim. What did Aaron and the other 26 high priests see in when they walked into the Kasher Kedoshim on Yom Kippur? They saw Malchus of Atzilus. They saw the Dvar Hashem that was creating the world.
They saw it.
They saw it, yes. That's what they saw. They never talked about it. No one ever described what it was that they saw. Not from the first temple, not from the last
probably
temple.
Not, no.
It's probably something if you couldn't describe. It's kind of hard to describe it.
First of all, they probably could. Second of all, if they could, they probably wouldn't, you know?
It's like, it's none of your business, buddy.
Yeah, it's like...
But I'm so curious.
You can't yeah, it's just...
What is it?
It's kind of like you can't get there from here. You know?
Right, exactly.
You know, yeah.
Which is why the pull in the second base of Mikdash, where you had over 300 high priests, the pull to become high priest, knowing that you were not, that the people that were not proper to be there, was so great, they wanted to know what is it that's in this room.
Yeah.
And they died because they didn't deserve to be in there.
Right.
Over 300 of them.
Yeah, and even the ones who quote unquote did kind of die within the year.
And that wasn't there was no luchos there.
Right.
So the Giloy and Bias Sheni and Kasher Kedoshim was not as great, he's gonna say this now,
at all,
as it was in Bias Rishon. They still died.
Yeah.
Yeah. You read his daughters too. Anyway. So there, this Dvar Hashem, this creative aspect of Hashem, enclosed itself in those two tablets, in his Ten Commandments, with more power, with more might. There was more Shechina, you might say, in the Holy of Holies on the Temple Mount than there was in Malchus of Bria, Malchus of Yetzira. Because what's the whole purpose of the Holy of Holies?
Bring it down.
Is to bring it down here into this physical world. That's what its purpose was. What's the purpose of Malchus of Bria and Malchus of Yetzirah? It's just to act as a conduit.
To make, yeah. To,
but here is the final result. Here's where it's supposed to be. He has Sarah Sediris and Klausel Terekula, because the Ten Commandments are inclusive of the entire Torah. First of all, because it wasn't just the Ten Commandments that the Bnei Yisrael heard on Har Sinai. They heard the whole entire Torah. They didn't know it until Moshe told them what it was that they heard. But they heard the whole entire Torah. Then, if you look at the Aseres HaDibros, you count the letters. There are 620 letters in the Ten Commandments. Corresponding to the 613 commandments of the Torah and the seven mitzvahs of the Rabbanim. Okay, you know what I'm talking about? The seven mitzvahs of the Rabbanim? Yeah.
That's not the Bnei Noach, then.
No, it's not Bnei Noach.
No.
The
seven mitzvahs.
It's those seven mitzvahs of the, those are the ones that we can say, Asher Kedeshanu on,
yeah,
that were instituted by people after Moshe.
Right.
Al Natil Zudayim, L'Hadlik Ner Shal Shabbos, L'Hadlik Ner Shal Chanukah, Eruv, Brachas, Hallel, Megillah. Those are the seven. Okay. Kulam Nafka Megillah. So there's the whole Torah is conveyed through the Ten Commandments. The Kulam Nafka Megillah Chachma Ilah de la Eila la Eila Ma'alma de Iskalia. And those commandments come from the level of the supernal level of Chochmah, which is incomparably higher than our revealed world. Ukidei lechakakam beluchas avanim gashmiyath, and in order that those 613 commandments be contained and conveyed by the Ten Commandments on those stones, it was necessary to grave in those stones, those physical stones, it didn't go through the normal Seder Istalshalus. The stones were miraculous in and of themselves.
Sure.
We know, for example, that you couldn't measure them in comparison to anything else. They took up space.
Right.
You could see them.
Yes.
You could measure them three dimensions.
Right.
But it didn't measure anything if you were measuring the room, for example. You know what I'm talking about? If you measured from one end to the other end of the Holy of Holies, it was 20 cubits long.
Right.
20 amas. If you measured from one end of the room till the first side of the Arna Kodesh, it measured 10. If you measured from the if you measured the width of the Arna Kodesh, it was 2.5.
Yes.
And if you measured from the other side of the Arna Kodesh to the other wall, it measured 10.
Yes.
So if you add 10 and 2.5, you get 22.5. But the room was only 20. Because of comparably speaking, the luchos weren't measured. They weren't measurable in comparison to time. They didn't take up space.
Right.
In addition, you had many miracles with them. They were engraved frontward through and through on all six sides.
Yes.
The mem and the samach didn't fall out, even though it was totally and completely engraved through.
Yes.
This is the first luchos.
There's only one luchos. No, both luchos. The second luchos, yeah. Second luchos too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where do you find that much sapphire anyway?
And then they had four people carrying these stones.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. This is a piece of sapphire that's the size of an average folding table.
Yeah.
Okay. Sapphire. Rich. Sapphire is the second densest material in the world, behind diamond.
Right.
These stones must have weighed tons. Four people carried them through the desert with their pinkies, or with their forefingers, actually. They put their forefingers on, and basically they carried itself.
Yes, carried itself, correct.
You know,
they were escorts.
Yeah, it was like, what do you call it? It was like that electromagnetic field that it spontaneously generated by the gold.
Didn't take up space or anything
else. Right, so the whole thing.
So then our own self didn't carry the people that carried it.
Hmm.
Didn't it?
This
whole story of the cows with the bringing it back from
from the Philistines.
Philistine that they kind of, you know, that the, what was it that they, I try to remember how it worked out, that they, you know, they went,
the cow just went, it just went to a person's field.
The cow, they went where
they were supposed to go. That's, you know, cows do, I think, a little, but, you know, the cows
come. But they went to the, how they were moving us, they were...
The they were moving, as they were going. Yeah, exactly. Song. Yeah.
Like, you know, away from their own children. You know, which is that.
Yeah. So the point is that the luchos didn't fit into the Seder Istalshelus.
Right.
The world is you know, is the expression. The world is like a big plunk of Velveeta cheese.
Indeed.
But the luchos weren't.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. The world is bedecked, and the godliness is concealed in what we call the laws of nature. But the luchos, ma'aseh Elokim hema, v'hamichtav michtav Elokim ho. The tablets were made by God, and the writing was written by God. And this was the circumvented nature. The tablets didn't go through the algorithm of Yishem Elokim. They didn't become invested in the three dimensions.
Right.
Which is a conveyance of Malchus of Asiyah.
Mm-hmm.
It bypassed the whole system.
Right.
That from it comes the world of Asiyah, the physical world. And this is the world. So what were the luchos? The luchos, the tablets, were an expression of wisdom of Atzilus, of the world of emanation. So that includes in, is incorporated in the whole entire Torah as it's conveyed by the Ten Commandments. Nislavshus b'malchus d'asiyah, which is enclosed and is an expression of Malchus, the lowest level of the world of emanation, over Bria Levadim. And it only went down as far as Bria. Levadim. Okay, so we're going to stop. This next last line on page 278. The last paragraph on 277.
Right.
To be continued.
Okay, good.